How can startups and existing companies create customer demand for new technologies and capabilities that didn't even exist a few years ago? We'll talk about that in a moment.
Welcome to the Brand Telling Podcast, where we share secrets, systems, and strategies you can use to unleash the power of story to build and grow your brand. The Brand Telling Podcast is brought to you by the award-winning team at Communication Strategy Group, bringing a combined 50-plus years of publishing, agency and client strategy, creative and tactical marketing experience. Please welcome your hosts, Principal and Chief Brand Teller Arthur Germain and Creative Director Michael Simbrom.
This is Arthur Germain.
And this is Michael Simbrom.
Our guest on this episode is Lisa Dreher, a former client, current partner, and a longtime friend. She now runs GuideForce, a business growth solutions firm helping companies increase sales through consultation and creative marketing that engages, captivates, and moves customers to action.
This wide-ranging conversation touches on new and existing or legacy businesses, satellite technology, branding, and newsjacking to share your story. Now let's listen to the podcast.
Lisa, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Arthur. It's great to be here.
Tell us your title today and tell us a little bit about your business.
My title is Chief Marketing Officer and Brand Strategist for GuideForce. We are a business growth solutions company. We focus primarily on the intersection of technology, mobile communications, and new space in the satellite industry.
So, Lisa, let me back you up a little bit. How'd you get this great career? Where, you know, tell me a little bit about your background.
Oh my gosh. So I've been in technology for more years than I want to admit, but started my career straight out of college. Actually, all through college, I worked for an advertising agency, but then did an internship at a technology company. And ironically, their sister company ended up hiring me out of college. And that sister company was called Kingston Technology. Mm-hmm. And I was very lucky to get on board there. And, you know, for anyone that's heard of them, they are just a really fantastic company with a couple of owners that really value their employees. And it was an amazing way to start my career in technology. And, you know, when I started there, there were about, there were less than 70 employees. So I think I was employee number, 64, something like that. And it was great. I spent my first decade of my career there and really had the opportunity to grow with the company. You know, now they're a multi-billion dollar company. They're global, they're all over the world and just doing really amazing things. So it's great to have that sort of heritage and background. And then from there, I went, worked for a company called Genuity. They had been GTE internet networking prior to that and managed a regional marketing team that sold managed services. So I got, I had worked on the hardware side and then I went over to the services side of the business. And then from there, ended up working for an IT solutions integrator called Logicalis. I headed up their
marketing. Where we get to meet one another.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was VP of marketing and business development over there. And spent, I think about 14 years there. And then from there, I ended up getting recruited over to a satellite market startup here in the Seattle area and got to learn all about the satellite industry. And being kind of in a new space company was incredibly exciting and fun. So that's what kind of allowed me to bring this technology and satellite perspective together, which is pretty uncommon that people have experience in both the satellite industry and the technology industry.
How do you talk about that complex technology from a marketing standpoint?
It is complicated. And the most important thing is to make it as simple as possible for people to understand. But like I said, it's mostly enterprise organizations that are using this. And so you're talking generally to people that are pretty technically savvy from a traditional IT perspective. Now it's just trying to understand how they bring satellite solutions into that so that they can fill those gaps where they can't get connectivity.
Tell me a little bit about the way that you're working today with GuideForce. You know, you bring this great perspective from, as you said, from the hardware, the software, and the services companies. What do you find, you're helping them with in their brand challenges?
So, I mean, a lot of them, it's just kind of like you were suggesting earlier, they have this somewhat complex offering or, you know, set of offerings and services. And it's really being able to tell that story in a way that is not only compelling, but easy to understand. And really, you know, how does this play a role in the business of the customer, right? So getting really clear on what that is, and then, you know, being consistent and creating the momentum. I mean, that has been the biggest thing, is just creating that momentum and keeping it going over the long term. And that's made the biggest difference for a lot of the clients that I've been working with over the last year.
So are you working mostly with the startup community now, or do you have a mix of startups and legacy businesses?
Right. So most of my clients are kind of one of two types. They're either an early stage startup, they might be in new space, they might be an IoT solutions provider, they may have a SaaS solution. So it's, you know, it's kind of both sides of the fence in terms of technology and satellite or, you know, new space market. And they are either just getting started and trying to figure out, how do I position myself in the market? How do I, get customers interested and compelled to take action and do business with us? Or they may be pretty well established businesses. You know, I have a couple clients, they've been in the business that they're in for, I don't know, 16, 18 years, and they've just hit a plateau, and they're looking for, gosh, you know, how do we expand our business and where do we go from here? You know, what's kind of the next step? So it's kind of one of those two things.
Yeah, I think, one of the things that's interesting that you said right there is that we often work with companies where we say that, the thing that got you here may not get you to that next level, that next stage that you want. And that's often, where we try to work with them to better understand, okay, these are the marketing activities and messages that you had been using, but in order to grow, whether it's through growth into another region or through growth into another area, those old tactics aren't going to get you there.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. And I think sometimes when you've been doing something for so long, it's hard to see those new opportunities and where to find those new approaches. You know, just you get too close to the business after all those years. So it's nice to have an outside perspective.
Is there a place that you start? For us, it's a brand telling workshop, but is there a place that you often start with your clients to help them kind of orient and find their North Star?
Absolutely. One of the first things I generally do is interview some of the key employees within the organization and get a really good understanding of how they think they are viewed in the market. And then I go out and I talk to some customers and we see where things match and where they diverge and where there might be opportunities. And it's really eye-opening because a lot of times they think they absolutely know 100% what their customers are thinking and how they think about their business. And they learn some really interesting things in this whole process. And it's just been amazing.
It's not surprisingly similar to what we encounter here.
Yeah, we We sometimes we'll talk to customers. We come back with what we call the verbatims, and we'll read those back to a client, and they'll say, "Really? That's what they said?" And it's often a surprise.
Yeah, and sometimes we find new differentiators and things like that that they had never thought of, that they didn't know were important to their customers. And so it's really a great exercise. It's either expanding existing markets or opening up more geographically rather than industry-wise. Although we are seeing more and more kind of traditional enterprise IT providers look at how do we integrate satellite connectivity into our overall strategy.
That seems to be, to me, the brand story that any of these newer brands are having to tell, right? This is, they're saying this is what their end users are doing, and this is how satellite is helping them, maybe in an unexpected way. You know, you might have been in a rural area, not able to take advantage of broadband internet, but had you thought about satellite? And the answer would probably be no. No, we hadn't thought about satellite. And now you're able to market to them what is a satellite solution to what had been a terrestrial problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing is that there are new technologies. So for example, I worked for Chimera for a while, and they have a smaller flat panel satellite antenna that is, a lot more flexible than some of the other solutions out there. And there's many other providers like Phaser and Alcan and Ball. And I mean, there's a number of other providers that are doing this sort of thing now as well. And what's really cool is that those solutions are allowing, military and government operations, as well as other, enterprise companies to connect not just places, but things that could never be connected before, because you can't put a giant satellite dish like on a small vessel. So, for example, they have 11-meter rigid hull inflatable boats that the military uses, and they could never connect those because they're very small vessels. And now they can connect those vessels with, these new technologies. Same thing with like an MRAZR, they're connecting vehicles that could never be connected before. So that's pretty exciting, because that's helping, the people that are out there in harm's way stay connected. Another great example of that is keeping like firefighters that are out fighting wildfires. A lot of times those are happening in places where there isn't connectivity, there aren't cell towers and things like that, or the cell towers have been taken out by whether it's, a fire or some other natural disaster, right? I mean, you talk about all of the damage that happened down in the Bahamas just recently, and, the folks have lost connectivity down there, and, getting relief efforts into those places and keeping them connected so that they can say, hey, we need, these types of things down here, or, we need more of this or more of that to help with the relief efforts. The connectivity becomes really important. So, there's a lot of really valuable applications for this type of technology.
So this is a difficult question, but think about what you were just talking about around a natural disaster and a relief effort. How do you carefully market a story like that when you're talking about one of your clients' products and how it can help, but you don't really want to capitalize on a natural disaster like that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you have to be really careful about that. You definitely don't want to do anything from a marketing perspective that makes your organization look like they're, ambulance chasing or, something like that. It's just, it's not going to come off well at all. But a great example of a way to do that sort of thing, I have done a campaign in the past where we actually took an exciting event, which was the total eclipse, and the path of totality, and we worked with a local police department in Greenville, North Carolina, and you know, they were basically looking at Greenville's a fairly small town. It has about 50,000 people normally, and when the eclipse came through, they were expecting their population to go from 50,000 to about 500,000 overnight. Wow. Yeah. And so they were really worried that their cellular communications were going to get, you know, completely bogged down and maybe even become unavailable. And for a police department, communications are super important. So what we did was we went down there and we provided connectivity to them, kind of a backup solution, so that if the cellular networks became too congested and they weren't able to communicate amongst themselves, that they would have access to a satellite network that would allow them to stay in touch. And one of the things that was really cool was that the police chief was using an application where he could track where all of his people were. And he was able to use the satellite network to do that. So that was pretty cool. And what was
And
it was great because it was a positive event. But it had that first responder, you know, aspect and requirement to it. So we
kind of extrapolate that into an emergency situation.
Yeah. And what was great is that, I mean, we ended up getting amazing coverage. I mean, like every local broadcaster came out, and we even had broadcast companies, you know, here in the Seattle area come out and talk to us after the fact and things like that. I mean, we just got extraordinary coverage of that. So that's a great way to, you know, where you can find a positive event that's happening and provide some value there to sort of demonstrate. I have this thing where I say, you know, if people see it, then they believe it. And if they believe it, then they want it. So it's kind of, you have to, if you can bring those things together, it really works out great.
So we'll avoid the natural disasters and we'll look for the natural miracles. We have a better chance at a little bit better coverage there.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to go. Yeah, you have to be really careful otherwise. There are ways to do it, but yeah, you just really have to be careful. It can backfire in a huge way.
So, Lisa, if someone would like to contact you to find out more about your business and how you might benefit them, what's the best way to connect with you?
Oh, well, on any of the social networks, but certainly guideforce.com is an easy thing to remember. And yeah, it's the best way to find us.
So Lisa, I want to thank you for joining us for our podcast and being such a good sport, as we had a lot of connectivity and audio issues to start, which no one will hear, but will be aware of. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Lisa.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Build a better brand story for your business. Schedule a complimentary consultation with the Brand Tellers at Communication Strategy Group. Send a note to contact-us@gocsg.com or visit us at communicationstrategygroup.com/contact.